Have you tried to memorize the Quran and found it stressful? Because I have. I would memorize a page of the Quran, but then when I tried to read it again from memory, I would find it extremely difficult and stressful. When I tried to revise what I've learned previously, I would again find it very difficult. I have since found a new approach which will make your Hifz not just thorough, but also enjoyable. If you follow this technique, you will inshallah be able to recite the portions you have memorized without any difficulty. You can read it in your salah, you can read it in your car, you can read it wherever you are, and you can read it with the utmost ease. This is not a new technique that I have invented, but this has to do with changing your mindset and your approach towards Hifz. And inshallah, you can find the basis of everything we're going to talk about today in the actions of the Salaf and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The first principle of this technique is quality versus quantity. The first thing I want you to decide is, do you want to say that you're a Hafiz, or do you actually want to be a Hafiz, a person who has the Quran in his heart? Do you want to say that you memorized the whole Quran, or do you want to have the ayat in your heart? A lot of people memorize one page a day, two pages a day, maybe even more. And they will go through the entire Quran like this. And then they will tell their friends and their family, and most importantly themselves, that they have memorized the entire Quran. But how much of this is retained in their heart? In many cases, you find that this amount will be very little. So this is the first thing we need to decide. If you decide that you want to have the Quran in your heart and you want to be an actual Hafiz, then this approach is for you, inshallah. In this approach, we are going to make our Hifz thorough, and we will not worry about the time it is going to take to finish the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الظَّالِمُونَ. But this Quran is a set of clear revelations preserved in the hearts of those gifted with knowledge. And none denies our revelations except the stubborn wrongdoers. So again, our purpose is to memorize and to retain whatever we memorize, even if it is a little. The second principle of this technique is repetition. The way we are going to make our Hifz thorough is through an adequate number of repetitions. The idea is to make the first memorization as thorough as possible so that revising it becomes a breeze. I would recommend at least 40 repetitions for each page that you memorize. This means that after you memorize a page thoroughly, then you repeat it 40 times from memory. This will inshallah imprint this page in your heart, and revising it will become easy, reading it, reciting it will become easy. I find that when you take your time like this and make your Hifz thorough, the whole process is more enjoyable. The third principle I have for you is at-tadabbur. When you repeat a page 40 times or more, you're going to spend a long time with this page. If you learn the meanings and the tafsir of this page, you can do tadabbur, you can think and contemplate these ayat as you repeat them. ثنا إسحاق بن عيسى الطباع سمعت مالك بن أنس عاب العجلة في الأمور ثم قال قرأ ابن عمر البقرة في ثمان سنين. Narrated by إسحاق بن عيسى الطباع, I heard Malik ibn Anas criticizing haste in matters, and then he said Ibn Umar learned al-Baqarah in 8 years. وأخرج الخطيب في رواية مالك أن ابن عمر قال تعلم عمر البقرة في 12 سنة فلما ختمها نحر جزورا. In another narration from Imam Malik, he said Ibn Umar said that Umar learned al-Baqarah in 12 years, and when he finished, he slaughtered a camel. Why did they take so long? This is because the Sahaba used to memorize the Quran and implement it before moving on to the next part. So they proceeded gradually and slowly with their Hifz. عن أبي عبد الرحمن السلمي قال كنا إذا تعلمنا 10 آيات من القرآن لم نتعلم 10 التي بعدها حتى نعرف حلالها وحرامها وأمرها ونحيها. Narrated by Abu Abd al-Rahman al-Sulami, when we learned 10 verses of the Quran, we would not move on to the next 10 until we had understood its lawful and unlawful aspects as well as its commands and prohibitions. The fourth and final step that we are going to use for our hifz is the secret to retaining your memorization, and it is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who studies the Quran is like the owner of tethered camels. If he pays attention to them, he keeps hold of them, but if he lets them loose, they go away. The camel has to be tied properly, and not only that, you have to pay attention to it. If you leave it without having tied it properly and without observing it, it will get loose and escape. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses this as a parable for the one who memorizes the Quran. If he pays attention to his previous hifz, meaning by revising it constantly, then he will keep hold of it. Otherwise, it is going to run away from him. In another riwayah, it is reported that the Prophet said, وَإِذَا قَامَ صَاحِبُ الْقُرْآنِ فَقَرَأَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ ذَكَرَ وَإِذَا لَمْ يَكُمْ بِهِ نَسِيَ. When one who had committed the Quran to memory or who is familiar with it gets up for the night prayer and recites it night and day, it remains fresh in his mind. And if he does not get up for prayer and thus does not recite it, he forgets it. So the secret to hifz is to use it in your salah and to recite it regularly. I find that when you take this approach where the focus is on thoroughness and not on finishing, you can enjoy the process much more. Every day you take a small portion, you understand it, contemplate it, and make it thorough. And when you read it in your salah, you will, inshallah, enjoy reading it. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to memorize His words and to live by them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.